You younger couples out there, you remember that love is like deodorant. If you don't put it on every day, things are gonna stink.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
35 years ago, I took Ramona Bjørndal to be my wedded wife. We got along wonderfully well at the start, but as we were leaving the church that day... I'm kidding, okay? You know, Ramona's diamond was so small, we still have trouble finding it. But somehow, she has found what it takes to walk this road with me. I read of a Hollywood couple that was worth tens of millions when they married. Well, we were worth tens. The truth is, I am rich because I somehow married a good forgiver who loves Jesus more than anything else. Let me say loudly and clearly from the start that were it not for the mercy and grace of God, there's no way we'd be celebrating this milestone. If you ever catch me boasting, may it be in what God has done. That's it. End of story. I have been unloving, unapproachable, undesirable, yet God has been unbelievably faithful. That's the reason we were able to get a free upgrade at a very nice hotel on our 35th anniversary. 5 years ago, I wrote down a list of some secrets to a long-time marriage. Here are just a few. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Stay up and fight. Every once in a while, try out these words, guys. That's fascinating. Tell me more. Or let's go buy you some shoes. Most nights, I read her a book, one of my books. What a blessing. We love when we don't feel like it. We pray together. We read the Bible together. We look for the good in each other. And you know, we always find it. I asked my very funny friend, Ed Wallen, what has kept him and Diana married more than 50 years. This is what he wrote me. He said, "As time passes and our memories begin to fail, we don't harbor anger or seek forgiveness because we can't recall the offense." Aches, pains, illnesses, and the struggles your kids and grandkids are going through, says Ed, are great distractors from the trivial items you formerly thought were important. How true is that? You converse twice as much as you used to because you have to repeat everything you said. Ed adds, one look in the mirror removes the thought you might attract anyone new and makes you thankful that someone is still with you. Ed, thank you. Well, I think I'd add a few items to the list I started 5 years ago. Have things in common. We do, except for sports. Ramona tries to act interested, though, and I appreciate that. She asks me what quarter the baseball game is in and if Wayne Gretzky has hit a three-pointer yet. I hold her hand every chance I get, especially at the mall. That way she can't get her purse open. Years ago, we decided to never jump from the train in the middle of a tunnel. I rub her feet in bed at night. If I'm mad, she puts her cold foot on my leg. After I scream, I rub that foot. How can you stay mad doing that? Most importantly, our chief purpose is to glorify God together and point others home. These old wedding photos make us smile. The bridesmaid dresses are outdated. The groomsmen's suits almost fit. But all eight who stood up with us have lived their vows. Three are Ramona's sisters. Two died of Huntington's disease. Their husbands stayed by their sides till death parted them. A third sister celebrated 35 years of marriage 2 days before her husband died of cancer. The other five in that party continue to inspire us. Each would be quick to give God all the credit and encourage others to stay faithful starting today. As Stephen Curtis Chapman sings, if it wasn't for God's mercy and His grace, there's no way we would be standing in this place. But because He has been faithful every step along the way, here we are together.
Want to access Laugh Again anytime, anywhere at your fingertips? Download the free Laugh Again app today. There you'll discover everything Laugh Again, the daily program, video clips, articles, and more. Get the Laugh Again app today, free, at the Apple Store or Google Play. For more information or to support Laugh Again, visit laughagain.ca or in the U.S. at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.